Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to an all-new, brand-new Russell Wortham Show coming to you live, commercial-free from my super-secret bat cave. Folks, we are back and back in the middle of greatness. If you are hearing this and you're thinking, oh my gosh, he sounds miserable, I kind of am. I had a COVID booster yesterday. I was fine yesterday, and then it just hit me about an hour and a half ago, and I was like, ugh. So that's why I'm sounding a little miserable. Now, I don't want to go PSA or anything on y'all, but, you know, the way I look at it is this. Would I rather have 2 days of ick after a COVID test, or do I want to end up in the hospital? I'd rather take the 2 days of ick. So that's my PSA for getting your COVID shot. I know that we're out of the pandemic and it's just now an endemic, but please just help yourself, help your families. And like I said, it's 2 days of ick, but it's better than ending up in the hospital or worse. So anyway, that's my PSA for that. But this is your one-stop shop for everything WWE. If you're new here, come on in, kick your feet up, get something warm to drink. It is getting cold outside, so let's get you all warmed up. In this week's show, we are going to do the Survivor Series preview. And then I've got an announcement. I'll just do the announcement right now. So next week is going to be my final show of the year. On Saturday, it's going to be my final show of the year. Normally, right around this time, after Survivor Series, I take about 5-6 weeks off before the Royal Rumble, because frankly there's just not much going on between Survivor Series, after Survivor Series and the Rumble. So next week, Saturday, this upcoming Saturday, it's not going to be this Saturday. It's going to be a week from Tuesday. So next Tuesday, it's going to be the final show of the year. We're going to recap Survivor Series and the 2023 Bestie Awards. It's my end of the year award show. Always look forward to doing that. Also, next week I'm going to run down the PWI list for the women's wrestlers. So I haven't seen the list, so it's going to be a surprise to me. If you guys have seen it, you know who's on the list, but I'm going to go through the entire list like I did with the men. And there's that. Oh, one last thing I just remembered. I am really excited that the Beatles are back, at least for one last go-around. Let me see if I can find this really quick. So then, or now and then, has gotten 30 million views on YouTube. That is the official music video. It's really cool what they did with, you know, with the video editing and all that. It's really, really, really cool what they did with that. If you haven't listened to it, seriously, listen to it. Super, super good. So, we've got that going for us. Let's see. Yeah, I'm just looking at I was looking to see what the Billboard charts look like here in the United States. I know that over in the UK, that the Beatles were back on the chart. Or at least sounded like they were back up on the charts. But anyways, that's just something random. But, you know, I thought that was very, very cool. So go check out Now and Then. Music video is awesome. The song is going to make you cry. It's just really awesome. It is really, really cool. It's a love letter to the fans. I dug the whole thing. So that's my pitch for that, I suppose. Right. So let's go straight away now into the Survivor Series War Games coming up this Saturday from the Allstate Arena in Chicago, Illinois. So, we start off with, now I'm always going to call him Walter. I know it's Gunther, but I'm always going to call him Walter. Walter versus The Miz for the Intercontinental Championship. I'm actually giving them, well, I don't usually, if it's just a one-on-one matchup, I don't usually pick, you know, who's going to win, because, I mean, it's a one-on-one matchup, and I got a 50-50 chance of getting this right. But I'm actually thinking The Miz might have a bit of a chance in this. Why? Well, because WWE is all about records, apparently, and Walter blew past the Honky Tonk Man for the longest Intercontinental title reign ever. So, why not give it to The Miz? See what happens with that. Rhea Ripley versus Zoe Stark again. I don't like picking just one-on-one matchups. And I think Zoe Stark is amazing. I think she has, you know, that intangible, it factor. But I also believe that Rhea is just on such a roll that, I mean, she's just been so dominant, so dominating, that I think Rhea is going to win and to keep this going. both matches really have not had that much build towards them. So that's why I'm saying, you know, hey, maybe Miz has a chance in the one, and Rhea is probably going to win in the other. The men's war game match. Cody Rhodes, Seth freaking Rollins, a.k.a. Colby, Jey Uso, Sami Zayn, versus Judgment Day of Damian Priest, Finn Balor, Dirty Dominic Mysterio, and J.D. McDonagh. Now, it was revealed this past Monday that Drew McIntyre has joined up with Judgment Day. And then the speculation started going just all sorts of crazy. Oh, who's going to be that fifth partner for, you know, that fifth person for Cody's team? Some people say it's Punk. A lot of people online are convinced it's Randy Orton. For a cup of coffee, as they say, it was Will Ospreay, until Will showed up last night at Full Gear for AEW. Talk about Will Ospreay, CM Punk, and apparently Kazuchika Okada in our final out-the-door segment before my thank yous in long form. But who do I think is going to win this? I wouldn't bet against Judgment Day. I because Cody Rhodes, Colby, Jey Uso, Sami Zayn, it's just kind of like a mishmash. It's just kind of like, yeah, just kind of been a mishmash. So, I'm going to say Judgment Day now. The women's war game match, Bianca Belair, Charlotte Flair, Shotzi Blackheart, and newly from this past week, Becky Lynch versus Damage Control, Bayley, Asuka, Io Sky, Kairi Sane. Folks, it's finally Damage Control's time to shine. It really is. I don't see, because again, Bianca, Charlotte, Shotzi, Becky, they've all pretty much been rivals with each other. And so if you're going to keep it at four, which, I mean, if you're going to keep it 4-4, then, yeah, I think it's Damage Control. And then finally, you've got Carlito versus Santos Escobar. This match came because of Santos turning on not just Rey Mysterio, but the LWO, and Carlito comes out and tries to make the save. I don't know. I really think that Santos has the opportunity to win. So outside of maybe The Miz, I think this is going to be a clean sweep for heel wrestlers this week. All five matches. Do I have any information or whatever? No, I mean, I don't. But I just think that it just makes more sense. So that is essentially the Survivor Series review. or preview. Now, a few things out the door. Again, about Punk, about Will Ospreay, and about Kazuchika Okada. Well, a lot of people are still saying Punk could show up in Chicago on Saturday for Survivor Series. I think I mentioned this before, but there's a person that's hiding behind a devil mask on AEW. A lot of people are saying maybe that's Punk. I don't know the way that ended. I don't expect Punk back, but you know, hey, you know, it's like the good folks over at Cultaholic said earlier in the week, this is going to be the greatest work, okay, the greatest we've been had, if you will, of all time, if Punk shows up under that mask. So, there's CM Punk. Will Ospreay, I know that there were overtures by WWE, and I just assumed that Will Ospreay was going to show up because they wanted to have somebody to build NXT Europe around when it hopefully gets started sometime next year. That was at least the working idea. But now Will Ospreay has signed with AEW. It actually makes more sense that he's in AEW than he is in WWE, because he doesn't really know anybody in WWE. Cody, maybe. You know, Cody, maybe. Shinsuke Nakamura, you know, maybe. But, I mean, WWE has kind of been on a bit of a losing streak as far as getting talent. They were going pretty heavy, pretty hard on Jay White. And Jay is like, no, I'm signing over here at the AEW. And it's like, ugh, okay. Oh, hey, Will Ospreay, come on in. Oh, yeah, sorry. Just going to go over here. I think it's because Will has more connections in AEW than he does in WWE. And so I think that's why he chose her. I have no evidence, I have no information, but that's just my working idea. Is he had more connections in AEW than he did in WWE. Again, the good folks over at Cultaholic this week were saying that WWE is thinking about reaching out to Kazuchika Okada. Yes, that Kazuchika Okada. Rainmaker, all that, to come to WWE. I want to believe. It's like X-Files. I want to believe. Because what does Okada have to prove in New Japan? Absolutely nothing. He has done it all. He has won everything. He has done everything in Japan. He doesn't need to prove anything in Japan. So he comes over here. Okay, well, you've got Impact, well, TNA at the top of the year. So TNA, WWE, AEW, and the NWA. So let's just go through all four of them really quick. TNA. Well, he was there. He was there some years ago. I want to say it was about 15 years ago. If I remember correctly, 10, 15 years ago. Problem is, they had him dress up, you know, as this, you know, Kato fella from, you know, Green Hornet, and it's just kind of like, okay, yeah, that's just not gonna work. So, you know, he was here, Okada was here, but they just kind of used him as a bit of a comedy piece. And then, so, I don't think he's going to go to TNA. I really don't believe he has any interest in going back to TNA. Next up is the NWA, and that's not big enough. It's not big enough. It's not big enough for Okada. Of course, we all have heard all the problems that NWA has been having as of late. So I don't really believe that Okada wants to go to TNA, or not TNA, to the NWA. He says it's not big enough. There's too many problems. Financially, I don't think they can swing it. I think that the NWA is out. I'm putting WWE as a second, and I know that some people are going to be like, oh, that would be so awesome if he would go to, you know, WWE, and maybe he could, you know, open up Japan for WWE and all that. Yes, and I really believe that because, look, Okada knows, you know, I think he knows Kairi Sane. I think he knows Io Sky. I think he knows Asuka. And he definitely knows Shinsuke Nakamura. Okay, that's great. But it's like Will Ospreay. I think he's going to sign with AEW, ultimately, because he knows more people there. He's worked with more people there. Would it be a dream matchup to see Shinsuke versus Kazuchika Okada at, let's say, WrestleMania? Yeah. It would. It would. It would be like, oh my gosh, this is happening. Kazuchika Okada, he's still top 5, top 10, you know, wrestler in, you know, in the world. According to Pro Wrestling Illustrated, PWI, I think, you know, I really believe that Okada can have great matches, you know, in WWE. But because I think he knows more people in AEW, he's going to go to AEW. Again, I have no proof, no information. But that's just my gut feeling. Okada knows more people in AEW. And so he will probably end up there at some point. Right. Well, thank you to everybody that's listened to me this year. It's been a bit of a rough year, but very grateful to everybody to be here, to listen to me all around the world. I'm in 33 countries. I'm efforting. I am hoping against all hope to be in more countries next year. I don't know if I'll get to 50 by WrestleMania. I'd like to get to 40. That's 7 countries away. So tell your friends, tell your neighbors, tell your colleagues, your coworkers. Let's just keep this thing growing, because I really do love doing this show on a weekly basis. It's really just really cool, really fun. I've got some tricks up my sleeve. Not gonna unveil them just yet, but I do have some things I'm working on for the show for next year. But like I said, we still have next Tuesday, where I'll be back, and we'll do the Bestie Awards. We'll do the review of Survivor Series War Games. Oh, one last thing about War Games. I know that AEW said, fine, William Regal, you can leave, and you can't appear for an entire year on screen. That's just a condition of your release. And he's like, fine, that's okay, that's fine. And I know that William's been behind the scenes, you know, helping to produce matches, you know, all that. I don't know if this would violate any type of contract, but, you know, Regal can't be on screen. I think until probably WrestleMania coming up in April. You know, but I'd love to hear him. I get that Adam Pearce had to do it because William Regal couldn't be out there. I want to see Regal back in NXT. I think if we're doing this general manager thing again, I think that William Regal has, you know, really good presence down in Orlando. I really think that he should be, you know, back with NXT. And again, he can't be on screen, but can you imagine, you know, sometime this week, Raw, NXT, SmackDown, or even, you know, if they did, like, you know, the opening package, have Regal scream War Games, and I can't do it justice, but, I mean, him screaming War Games is like, I get chills just thinking about it. My gosh. Go out of your way. Just do yourselves a favor. Go out of your way. At some point, type in William Regal War Games and, you know, it'll bring up like a compilation of, you know, the times that, you know, in NXT where, you know, he said, you know, War Games, you know, I mean, it's just, oh, it's so good. It's so, so good. So, again, I don't know if that's going to violate any type of agreement or whatever, but dang it, WWE, get William Regal to say War Games. Maybe not on screen, but in a video package or something, have him say War Games. Wow. Can you guys imagine if William Regal does the intro? You know, because that would be awesome. I mean, Paul Heyman has done intros. Especially for, you know, NXT. He's done promos, you know, and intros for their pay-per-views, their premium live events. But can you imagine if William Regal does the package to open up War Games? And again, that's maybe kind of skirting around that agreement, but I mean, can you imagine? Wow. And this is biggest if in the world, if his contract or his agreement not to appear on television ends sometime this week, and I can't remember when that agreement started, but can you imagine if he shows up in that video package, you know, on screen and says War Games? Oh, that chef's kiss, all that. My gosh. I will be geeking out. So, that is that. So grateful to you all for being here. Grateful to everybody over at Cultaholic, the good folks over at Cultaholic, for their hard work and their dedication. Grateful to OneStopWrestling.com for hosting this here podcast. And, of course, the godfather, Mr. Craig Smith. Thank you, sir, for allowing me to be a part of this group. And so, that is the show for this week. I will be back on next Tuesday to recap Survivor Series, the 2023 Bestie Award, End of the Year Awards. And then we will be off until the week of Royal Rumble. So, till I see you guys next Tuesday. No, that's not an acronym for anything. I will literally see you next Tuesday. This is Russell Wortham, and just like the Beatles sang all those many, many years ago, love is all I need. I will see you guys later. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to an all-new, brand-new Russell Wortham Show, coming to you live, commercial-free, from my super-secret Batcave. Folks, we are back, and back in the middle of greatness. If you are new here, or if you've been here before, this is your one-stop shop for everything WWE. We have a lot to talk about. This is our year-end show. So we are going to talk about the PWI Pro Wrestling Illustrated 250 for the women in 2023. We're going to, of course, be talking about Survivor Series. And yes, the cat's out of the bag. CM Punk is back in WWE. We'll talk about that later. Also, the 2023 Bestie Awards. And big stuff going on with that. And then I got some thank yous at the end. Couple of things before we get into the 250. First of all, very grateful to everybody that's listened to me over this year. I had a bit of a health scare, not to scare anybody or whatever, but I had a bit of a health scare that I'm monitoring. My blood pressure this morning was scary through the roof, like clinically dead, scary. I don't know if it was a faulty machine. I don't know what all happened. Because I kept taking my blood pressure and it just kept going up and up and up and up. And I'm like, oh my gosh, what is going on here? So, I'm going to be monitoring that. If something happens, I'll let you guys know, but that's just kind of miscellaneous. And then the second thing that I wanted to mention was that this is my end of the year show. I'm going to be taking off between now and the week of Survivor Series. I may pop in with, a quick, 5 minute, recap of what's going on with CM Punk between now and the Rumble. But, so that's pretty much the pre-announcements. So let's go straight through the PWI 250. Brought to you by, let's see if we can find, okay, by prowrestling.fandom.com. So, if there's a name that I know, I'll talk briefly about the name, but frankly, and no disrespect, but frankly, most of these names I won't know. But we started off down the bottom with Yappy, Maya World, Michelle Green, Jai Kashikawa. Now, if I mispronounce a name, I sincerely apologize. I really do. 246 is a male, and I get it, but it's sad because before NXT UK shuttered down, she was actually getting some really good traction behind her, or under her. So, that was just really too bad. But so ML is 246. Gabby Ortiz, Notorious Mimi, Haley J, JC Storm, Rebecca Scott, Fallon Henley. Fallon Henley is 240, and I'm a little perplexed. Does she wrestle all that much? No. Is she the worst women's wrestler out there? Again, I don't think so. But Waka Tsukiyama, Harley Hudson, Casey Spinelli, Heather Monroe, Amira, Lara, Lukens, Ziggy Haim, Kogiyuma, Freya the Slayer. I love that name, Freya the Slayer. Heidi, Hellitzer, Kairi, Yoniyama, Mia Friday, Regina, Rosendahl, Tina San Antonio, Mai Sakurai, Suzumi, Michin is 224, Kristara, Maya Yuki, Sexy Star 2, Clara Gross Delta, Yunagi Sayaka, Vanessa Craven, Devlin McCobb, Aisha Ram, Kai Chow, Milo, Mai Suruga, Yuri, 211, Jordan Blade, 210, Hyper Maseo, 209, Jocelyn Navarro, 208, Ivy Niles, 207. Now, I get it. You know, I get it in a sense that, I mean, she is 207, but I don't know, man. I mean, there's part of me that's like, oh, okay, so she's, you know, she's 207. I don't know. I think if she stepped out from under the shadow of the creeds, I think she could do something. And hey, look, if they say that half of professional wrestling is looks and the other half is talent, I mean, Ivy Nile is jacked. I mean, she's jacked. So, see what happens with Ivy Nile in this upcoming year. Genocide, Jinai Kai, Totoro, Suzuki, Kayla Rising, Kayla Sparks, Renee Michelle, Dark Sheik is 200. So we are at 200. And let's go back down here. Let's see. Demira Stockins, Hirayo Matsumoto, Ray Lynn, Megan Bain, Miyuku Ayano, Ultra Violet, Zaya Brookside's 193. I think, again, the fact she's not on NXT UK has hurt her ranking this year. Sarah Leone, Little Mean Kathleen, Lara Valkyria is 190, and I understand that this was done before she won the NXT Women's Championship, but even with her being in NXT UK, she was getting a lot of good traction under her. I think what's hurting some of these people is that there is no NXT UK, there is no NXT Europe right now. Queen Aminata, or Aminata, I should say, Queen Aminata, Miyuki, Takase, Lainey Luck, Allison K. Allison K is 186. Okay. Vicious Vicky, Tiffany Nevis, Savannah Evans, Alexis Falcon, Shalance, Royal, Holly Dead, Inzuki, Aoki, Chantai, Jordan, Chiyoko, Nakashima, Heather Reckless, Nikki Cross. Nikki Cross, 175. I know she's not really done much this year, but 175. Wow. Ava Lawless, Calypso, Ibuki, Hashi, Lufisto. Lufisto is 171. Maria Shafir, who showed up in Ring of Honor with Rowdy Ronda Rousey. She is 170. Riley Rose, Delilah Doom, Christina Marie, Kiana James, 166. Really? Candice LeRae, 165, but she hasn't really wrestled much. Sandra Moon. Mia Samuels, again, doesn't have NXT UK behind her, so she's slipped all the way down to 163. Ashley Dimboise, 162. Kat Von Hees, 161. Haruka Yumisaki, Alicia Edwards, Kylie, Alexa, Yuki, Kami Fuku, Laura DiMatteo, Thekla, Kira Hogan, Tiern from accounting, Ella, and the Layla Gray, Chelsea Green, 150. Wow, I don't know about that one. Tiara James, Alexis Lee, Danny Moe, Chihiro, Hashimoto, Gigi Ray, Angel Hayes, Natsupoi, Piper Niven, 142. All right. Charlie Evans, Missa Kate, Molly Spartan, Jessica Troy, Mass and Rain, still hanging in there. 137. Danny B. Diamante, Rachel Rose, Momo Watanabe, Mio, Momo. Blair Davenport, 131. Again, NXT UK. That's starting to be a bit of a problem here. Nikita, Dream Girl Ellie, Nightshade, Natsuko Tora, Riho. Now, mind you, I haven't watched much AEW, but Riho is 126. Okay. Lisa Hall, Takumi Aurora, Leva, or Luvia, I should say Luvia, Raisa Sarah, Maria De La Rosa, Maddie, Rinkowski, Shotzi's 119. Okay. Saki, Hikari Noah, Danny Luna. Danny Luna is 116. Thea Hale, 115. Okay, I understand that one, I guess. Rian Tucker, Nyla Rose dropped all the way down to 113. Nyla Rose is a beast. She's a beast. Why is she 113? Okay. Jiro Chita, is when 12, Anna Jay, Debbie Cattell, Amy Soray, Lizzie, J.C. Jane. J.C. Jane's 107. Have you guys been watching NXT? Oh my gosh, J.C. Jane is 107. Okay. Alexa, Nicole, Julia Hart, Gigi Dolan. Again, Gigi Dolan, 104. Ugh, okay. Emerson Jane, Zelina Vega's 102. Natty Neidhart Wilson is 101. Okay, Edith Sreel. And then we get into the top 100. Taylor Wilde, Shoko Nakajima, Lady Shawnee, Sierra, Mariah May, Millie McKenzie, Dallas is 193, Leah Cross, 92, Natalia Markova, Killer Kelly, Sky Blue, 89. Jasmine McKenzie, Emma Sakura, Riho. Riho is 86. Now, I haven't watched much of AEW. I'll admit that. But Riho, clear down to 86. All right. Killian. King, Rena, Yamashita, Martina, La Harita, or La Hydra, Sari, Anu, Becca, Lady Frost, Miyu Watanabe, Baby Allison, Starlight Kid, Zoe Stark, 75. Okay. Max Impaler, Saki, and Kashima. Ruby Soho, 72. How does that make sense? Maika, 71. Arliss Inc., Steph, Delander, Viva Van, Zoe Sager, Ava Everett. Cora Jade, 65 people. Cora Jade, 65. Okay. Now we catch Giselle Shaw, Domi XO, Mercedes Martinez, 61, Maki Ito. This next one, just what? Raquel Rodriguez, 59. What? Shane Baszler is 58. Trish Adora, Billy Starks, Rhea Isis, Stephanie Baker, Rika Tatsumi, Soraya, okay, the former Paige, Soraya, 52. I mean, she's top third or top fifth, I should say. But, wow. Soraya's way down, 52. Okay. Mina Shirakawa, Vini, Joey Threat, Lana Austin, Azim, Andy Harwell's 46. Okay. Ayan, Yuka Sakazaki, Mirai Flamer. Bailey's 41. Bailey's 41. Okay. Itami, Shishida. Kurt Vixen, Liv Morgan is 38. 37, Britt Baker. Britt Baker. Yes, that Britt Baker. 36. What? You. 35, Alex Windsor. Kinsey Page, Nicole Matthews, Suzu, Suzuki, Mayu, Iowanti, or Iowan, Iowani, Becky Lynch. Becky Lynch is 29. Are you smoking something? I'm sorry. Are you guys smoking something? She's 29? Okay. All right. Hikaru Shida, 28. Mickey James, 27. Taya Valkyrie, 26. Tiffany Stratton. Tiffy time is 25. Now, I could say, okay, well, this was really her first full year in wrestling. So 25 is a good spot, but, oh, man. Just the character work she's done, her work has improved in the ring. 25, I don't know. Yo, Sky is 24. Oh, come on. Trinity is 23. Wow. Ronda Rousey drops all the way down to 22nd. Charlotte Flair is 21. Are you nuts? Charlotte Flair is 21. Oh, okay. Saya Kamitani, Mizuki, Chris Statlanders, 18, Miyu, Yamashita, Kyrie, the returning Kyrie Sane is 16. Roxy Perez, 15. Wow. Jade Cargo, 14. Masha Slamovich, 13. Tony Storms, 12. Asuka. Asuka drops down to 11. Again. Wow. Are you kidding me with this? Jordynne Grace. Now we're in the top 10. Jordynne Grace, 10. Camille, Willow Nightingale, Deonna Purrazzo. Deonna Purrazzo holding strong at 7. Athena, the former Ember Moon, 6. Tam Nakano, Jamie Hayter, Bianca Belair, 3. Julia is 2. And your number one woman on this planet right now is Rhea Ripley. Does not surprise me. She was number one. Right, so let's go straight away into the War Games. So we start off with the women's War Game match. Bayley and Becky start. It was very physical. It was very physical throughout that whole match. Familiarity does breed contempt. So they've been in the ring as competitors against each other, with each other. Shotzi comes in next. She's just pure chaos. She's absolutely pure chaos. And you want to talk about untapped talent. That's Shotzi. When I saw her on that Evolve show that was co-produced by WWE, I'm like, wow, Shotzi Blackheart, she is something. And she's kind of struggled. Chicago definitely wanted tables and booed when they didn't get them. Shotzi landed on her head. I mean, she just landed on her head. I'm surprised she didn't get concussed by doing that. EO was getting some cheers. Especially, I mean, did you see that spot, that insane spot where she goes up the top of the cage, puts a trash can on her, and then just dives down onto everybody? That was sick. That was dope. Bianca Belair brings in the power. Welcome back to Kairi Sane. I think she hasn't lost a step. They said horsewomen a bunch. You know, a lot of people have been speculating, oh, maybe Sasha Banks comes back. Maybe Mercedes Moné comes back. So we'll see what happens with that. Becky and Charlotte hugged it out in the middle of the ring. So that was good to see. And Bianca's team wins. Next one up was Miz versus, now I know it's Gunther, but I will always say Walter. It was very physical. Walter is just different than Roman. He's dominant and he shows up. He's dominant and he shows up. Walter's just on another level. Now I know that they try to make Miz, you know, into a bit of a baby face. You're like, oh, I'm fighting back here. And he has some really good offense. But, I mean, come on. Walter's just on another level. Santos Escobar versus Dragon Lee. Dragon Lee loses again. Now, in fairness, apparently he hadn't lost since he got up to the main roster. But I'm going off of his time in NXT. Where, I mean, Dragon Lee was certainly, you know, doing amazing things, but he would always come up just short. Rhea Ripley versus Zoe Stark. Rhea was just too good, and Rhea's just a machine. She's an absolute machine. The Men's War Games match, he had Judgment Day and Drew McIntyre versus the team of Sami Zayn, Seth freaking Rollins, a.k.a. Colby, Jey Uso, Cody Rhodes, and for most of the match, it was like, Randy, where's Randy, where's Randy? I thought Randy was supposed to be here. But Randy did show up. One of the dangdest things I've ever seen, Rhea Ripley sprints down with Money in the Bank briefcase. And looked like Damian was going to cash in on Colby. But then Randy Orton comes out, stops the briefcase from being cashed in. Randy looked good. He looked good. I mean, he looked healthy. He looked strong. He looked just like he hadn't lost a step in the last year and a half, you know. He looked good. He really did. The Chicago fans were chanting CM Punk throughout the match. And then, Cody Rhodes hits Crossroads on Damian Priest to pick up the victory. And then, you know, they pull back. You have the copyright, you know, logo and all that. And, I mean, they were holding on it for just, they were holding on to it. And I'm like, okay, something's going on. All of a sudden, you know, you hear CM Punk's music, I'm like, are you freaking kidding me? Are you kidding me? But it turned into the, well, I will believe it when I see it type thing. And Punk comes, you know, comes out through, through the entrance. And I mean, that place went nuts. I mean, the Allstate Arena went nuts. That just surpassed the biggest crowd ovation, biggest pop, if you will, I've ever heard. And the previous one was Randy Orton at Madison Square Garden a number of years ago. This was deafening. And I mean, the way that the Allstate Arena is set up, you know, with the, you know, the wood boarding, you know, catches the sound, bounces it back down, and it's just this really cool swirling effect. The fans are literally right on top of you. It was a madhouse in there. Oh my gosh. Punk comes out and, you know, he gives, you know, his little wry smile. And I thought, oh, okay. And he looked like he was going to walk towards the ring. He took a step towards it, and he's like, no, I'm going to veer off to the left, go off into the crowd. But I'm like, what are you smiling for? And excuse me, come to find out that Colby was apoplectic. He was pissed off. He was flagging Punk both barrels, just flagging him, the whole thing. I'm like, oh my gosh, Colby. Now my question is, why does Colby not like CM Punk? I know roughly why, but I'd really like to know from Colby's mouth, hey, why do you not like CM Punk? Now, we're getting a little bit played here. We're getting a little bit worked. Punk had his first promo at the end of Raw last night, and he was saying, I'm home. I'm glad to be home. I miss you guys. I love you guys. You know, you found your voice. But then at the end, you know, he said, hey, I'm not here to make friends. I'm here to make money. And that's kind of trying to play into this narrative of, you know, Colby saying, oh, you know, Punk's a hypocrite. Punk's a liar. Punk's a hypocrite. I'm like, Colby, you're not going to win that argument with the crowd. Sorry, you're just not. Punk is one of those rare people where if he doesn't win a title, okay, if CM Punk doesn't win a title in WWE, I'd be okay with that because he came back 9 years, and did anybody think in those 9 years he was going to come back ever? I didn't. So, I mean, come on. You know, serious. So, we'll see what happens with CM Punk going forward. So that was Survivor Series. Now we're going to end up with the 2023 Bestie Awards. I'm going to do one set for the main roster, so Raw, SmackDown, and then one for NXT. Basically, six categories. Male Wrestler of the Year, female Wrestler of the Year, Tag Team of the Year, Story of the Year, story of the year. Story of the year. You were only supposed to blow the bloody doors off award, which was formerly known as the moment of the year. Kind of like, what is this? What is this? But I think you know what the you were only supposed to blow the bloody doors off moment is for 2023. And it happened on Saturday night. So those are the five. Both of them on the main roster. Five on NXT. So main roster. Male wrestler of the year, Cody Rhodes. Just, it's Cody. To me, it's Cody. Yeah, I know some people say, oh, what about Roman? What about Roman? Roman's not there. Roman ain't there. So it's Cody Rhodes. The woman of the year on the main roster to me. Has been Becky Lynch. I think she really has done a lot of good work in the ring. She's completely over, and I think she is well deserved to be the woman of the year on the main roster. The tag team of the year, even though they broke up, it's the Usos. It's Jimmy, it's Jay. It's Jimmy, it's Jay. So storyline of the year was the was the bloodline. So that is your five for the main roster, your five for NXT, the NXT men's wrestler of the year has to be Bron Breakker. He was vicious this year. Absolutely just vicious. Ran through everybody. This cat is for real. The woman of the year, it's Roxy Perez. Roxy's got moxie. It's Roxy Perez. The tag team of the year, even though they are now on the main roster, now it's the Creeds. I think they just absolutely just killed it down in NXT. The storyline of the year, man of the year, woman of the year, tag team of the year, storyline of the year, the whole thing, I would say with, Carmelo Hayes and, is Melo going to miss ever? And so, there's that. And then, of course, the moment of the year comes with CM Punk showing up in Chicago at the end of Survivor Series War Games. So that is your 2023 Bessie Awards. So I'm going to finish up with some very simple thank yous. Thank you to everybody around the world. I'm heard in 33 countries. I'm very grateful for that. I'm grateful to everybody from Envato Elements for helping me with the royalty-free music and sound effects that you heard for most of the year. Grateful to the good folks over at One Stop Wrestling, including the man that I like to call the Godfather, Mr. Craig Smith, for allowing me to be on that platform. And so those are my thank yous for the year. Again, I will be off until the week of the Royal Rumble. I will miss you guys. I'm grateful again for everybody listening. If something major happens between now and then, I will get back on, do a little bit of a pop-up. But until I see you guys at the week of the Royal Rumble, this is, of course, Russell Wortham. And just like the Beatles sang all those many years ago, love is all you need. I will see you guys in 2024. Happy holidays, happy new year, and let's get it done in 2024.